NASDAQ and S&P soar to record highs as impeachment ends in acquittal. By John Carney on February 5, 2020. There should be a way to make sure President Donald Trump is acquitted every day. Major stock market indexes were up sharply on Wednesday as the Senate prepared to vote to acquit the president of the two charges brought against him by a narrowly partisan vote in the House of Representatives. It was the third consecutive day of rising stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1.68%, 483 points to the Nifty level of 29,290. The S&P 500 rose 1.13% to a new record high. The NASDAQ was the laggard of the big three, rising just 0.4%, in part because Tesla shares climbed down from recent stratospheric levels. Nonetheless, this was a new record for the tech-heavy index. The market sure has become a more exciting place as we've settled into 2020. The S&P 500 has posted moves of 1% or more on 5 days in the last 2 weeks, something it hadn't done for 74 sessions prior. You can thank the coronavirus and improving economic pictures, both here in the US of A and around the globe. The bond market's yield curve is still jumbled, with the 2-year and 5-year treasuries yielding less than 3-month treasuries. But the big recession indicators, the 2-year to 10-year curve and the 3-month to 10-year curve, remain well-behaved. A new coronavirus case was confirmed in Wisconsin, the state's first, news that might have sent stocks plunging a week or two ago. This week, however, it did not matter at all. Confirmed cases in China are near 25,000, with a death toll of around 2%. But the stock market has decided that while the coronavirus is bad news for China, it is not about to become a global pandemic, containing its impact on financial markets, company earnings, and the global economy. Airline stocks took off on Wednesday, with United rising 3.75% and American rising 2.36%.